From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, I speak with an Iranian-American who spent months in solitary confinement in an Iranian prison. He still doesn't know for sure why he was held or why he was released.
But we begin today in Turkey, where the parliament approved a measure authorizing military attacks against the Kurdistan Workers Party in northern Iraq. The Kurdistan Workers Party, also known as the PKK, has been fighting for a separate state that would include territory now in Turkey. Iraqi leaders have been urging Turkey to not send troops across the border. We're joined now by Mahmoud Oatman. He's a member of Iraq's parliament and he's from Kurdistan. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
So what's your reaction to today's vote?
Well, that was expected, but I think if it is implemented, because it's not very clear whether it will be implemented or not and when it will be, I think people are worried about it in Iraq and in the Kurdish area especially, because that is a stable area and military incursions have been made in the last 25 years about 24 times into Iraqi Kurdistan, again under the title of chasing PKK. And without solving any problem, more victims on the Turkish side, on the Kurdish side, and the question is still there. So that's why I think Turkey should think twice and try to solve this problem through peaceful means.
You yourself are Kurdish. I'm wondering what kind of support these PKK rebels have among Iraqi Kurds.
Well, you see, we don't want to interfere in the Turkish affairs, but as you know, Kurds are a nation. They are divided between Iraq, Iran, Syria, and Turkey. And these people, they have sympathy for each other, you know, but we don't want to interfere. But because part of these Turkish Kurds are in our area, they have run away from fighting in Turkey. A lot of them are civilians. Some of them are armed. It's a problem which concerns us, and we want to have a solution for it in a way that we could avoid fighting in the area.
This week here in the U.S., the House will be considering a resolution that would officially refer to what happened in 1915 with the killing of Armenians as genocide. What effect do you see that vote having on this situation here in northern Iraq?
Well, I think it has, because Turkey is very angry about it. And I think they have already said that if that resolution is passed by the House and then finally by the Congress, it will affect seriously the relation with the United States. And because Iraq is now under the control of the United States, so that it may be reflected on Kurds or Iraqis.
So far, diplomacy hasn't worked to resolve this conflict. What do you think can be done differently? What can your government do differently to try to resolve this?
Well, I think the United States could stop the Turks, especially the United States now is responsible for security of Iraq and its borders. They could do that's very important for the United States, because stability in Iraq is important for them, and they have too many problems in Iraq. They don't want to add to it. We, in our government, let's say Kurdish regional government, and then in the Iraqi government in general, we are ready to guarantee that nothing negative, nothing bad, no military activity will come out from our area against Turkey. And whatever Turkey wants as guarantees for that, we are ready to accept it. We could put observers on the frontier. We could just watch the frontier. United States or other neutral people could do that to make sure that there will be no infiltration through the borders. So I think they should just be ready to discuss these things with us and with the Iraqi government so that we find a solution that fits everybody.
Mahmoud Oatman is a member of Iraq's parliament from Kurdistan. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.